it all started out with challenges. And over the days, what we have seen is that the parties are, especially the TIGO, the current transitional government of national unity versus all the other opposition groups, what we have seen is that they are all on extreme ends of, in terms of their interventions in regards to what should come out of this forum. And that is posing a difficulty in this process, whereby it's going to take a lot of energy, a lot of convincing both sides to arrive at a compromise and be willing to give up something on either side so that we arrive at something that is agreeable to all the parties. But most important, for us, the rest of the South Sudanese stakeholders, including myself, who is the youth representative in this process, what we want to ensure is that it's not about the parties. It should be about addressing the core issues that underlying this conflict that we've had over the 4 years. If that is not addressed, we are going to have second thoughts about going back home with whatever document that will be agreed on.
Now, committees have been formed. One committee is on governance and one committee on security. And how do you look at this way of discussing in committees? Do you think it can lead to a quick understanding on issues?
Yes, it can lead to a quick understanding of issues. But the challenge is some parties where there is expertise required on certain issues and they send in their experts. Those who are not experts would still want to have an opinion about what is agreed, and there is a likelihood of watering down everything that experts have agreed on. For example, myself, I've been allocated to the committee that is dealing with security sector issues or permanent ceasefire and transitional security arrangements, and there some parties, most of the armed groups, sent in their military experts. And while we'll be able to agree on things that are very important, it's likely that when we take them, because the process is that we go to the committees and then we return to the plenary for deliberations, mm-hmm. It's possible that what we agree on can be watered down in the plenary. But let's be hopeful and hope that colleagues will understand that we had the interest of everyone taken care of, and therefore they should instead try to strengthen whatever provisions we will have agreed on in the committees. But I'm hopeful that we can have some success in this process.
Lastly, you are representing the youth, and youth are part of the problem, and also they can be seen as part of the solution. So a quick message you might want to give to the young people back home.
Yes, to the young people, I want to tell them that this process is just a bit of what we need to embark on a path to a peaceful South Sudan. It's not the panacea to everything. That is something that they need to take note of. And for South Sudan to become peaceful, it's going to depend so much on us, the young people, and the decisions we make every day in regards to our contribution to our country. So every young person has to begin asking him or herself, what is my contribution towards peace in this country? Does my contribution is my contribution influenced by ideologies that are violent? Is my contribution something that I really believe in as one that will bring peace to South Sudan? Or it's something that is being brought from somewhere and I'm being told it can bring peace and I'm simply engaging in it when I'm not certain that it will bring peace? But I also want to tell them that whichever agreement we sign here, as their representative, I'm here to ensure that they have opportunities in that agreement. And I would like that after the agreement is signed, let us be keen to look out for the opportunities in the agreement.